This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Russia-appointed official in Crimea says a massive fire erupted at an oil reservoir there after it was hit by a drone. The Moscow-installed governor of the port posted videos and photos of the blaze on his Telegram channel. He didn't say whether the drone he cited as causing the fire was Ukrainian. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. The oil reservoir fire comes a day after Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and 22 drones at Ukraine, killing at least 23. North Korea has issued insults to U.S. President Joe Biden and is slamming a defense agreement with South Korea. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A powerful sister, North Korea's leader says her country would stage more provocative displays.
In response to a new U.S.-South Korean agreement to intensify nuclear deterrence to counter the North's nuclear threat, Kim Yo-jong insists the agreement shows extreme hostility toward Pyongyang. She also lobbed personal insults toward President Biden, who after a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday stated that any North Korean nuclear attack on the U.S. or its allies would result in the end of whatever regime took such action. Norman Hall, Washington.
The European Commission said Friday it reached a deal in principle to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain.
Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets, which was pushing down prices for local farmers. The European Commission vice president said in a tweet Friday that the deal includes safeguard measures for four products: wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seed. The five countries became transit routes for Ukrainian grain that could not be exported through the country's Black Sea ports because of Russia's invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Sudanese residents say heavy explosions and gunfire rocked parts of Sudan's capital and its twin city, despite the extension of a fragile truce between the enemy's rival top generals. The military and the rapid support forces traded accusations of violating the ceasefire Friday. And Turkey also said one of its evacuation aircrafts was hit by gunfire outside Khartoum with no casualties. The escalation comes hours after both sides accepted a 72-hour extension of the truce, apparently to allow foreign governments to complete the evacuation of their citizens from the chaos-stricken African nation. U.S. regulators Friday put large banks on notice that tougher oversight is coming after the Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. issued detailed reports on what went wrong and where their supervisors came up short in the run-up to the two biggest bank failures of SVB and Signature since the Great Financial Crisis. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
The Fed's vice chair for supervision said SVB's collapse, quote, demonstrates that there are weaknesses in regulation and supervision that must be addressed. While it was the regional bank's own mismanagement at the root of its downfall, the Fed said supervisors of the bank did not fully appreciate the problems and failed to appropriately respond when warning signs were identified. The report said that at the time of the bank's failure, Fed supervisors had identified 31 different problems that SVB managers needed to address, some of them requiring immediate attention, a level triple that of the bank's peers.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Anti-corruption groups in South Africa have called for more protection of whistleblowers following recent killings that bore the hallmarks of professional hits. Specialist accountant working on a high-profile corruption case was killed along with his son by unknown gunmen as they drove along a highway in March. A government health department employee who warned of illegal dealings with nearly 50 million was shot 12 times in a driveway of her home. A new study suggests Mars may be more widespread with water than previously thought. And the apparently it was the result of studies that showed that salt and water may be responsible for cracks on the surface. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.